go, Parashat Vayetze. So first, let's start with the story. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. So, you know, I have this chumash. I thought he went from one city to another, from Los Angeles to the valley. No big deal, right? All of a sudden, I'm looking how far from where he came out from to where he left. This is like, so far, he went almost to, if you know where Aleppo is, so try to think that Be'er Sheva, you know where Be'er Sheva is today, southern part of Israel, and he went to away to the right, like eastern from Aleppo. Aleppo is in Syria. And he went there. Like, how do you go that far? That's kind of far. I guess he was really running away from his brother Esau, right? Anyway, so it say that on the way there, he stopped. I happened to be in the place that where he stopped. It's a dangerous place to go to, but I gotta go there and check the places. A lot of energy. And he stopped at that place. And he saw angels going up, an angel coming down. And another profound idea. I mean, what's the purpose of telling us that? And then he get a promise from God that I will be there for you. And everything is okay. So today I posted on Facebook. I say, what is easy, to say goodbye or to say hello? You know, basically, Jacob said goodbye and say hello. Say goodbye to old life and telling hello to his new life. Are we doing it? That's a question. The question of this parasha Vayetze. Vayetze, are you coming out? Are you getting out of whatever is not contributing to your life? Are you going out of not contributing to your spiritual life? But not contributing to you to being a good person. Because our purpose in life is to be better people. That's really our purpose. I mean, it's the purpose of, if we look at the, what we call the mitzvot, the precept, the purpose is not the precept itself. The purpose is it making you better. In fact, it's in the Talmud. If you feel that you study is not changing to become a better person, then be careful, because 3 years later, it will make you a worse person. How can that be, that what you study make you a worse person? Because if you study for the study, then one end up happily, that study itself, it's turned you into the wrong side. Because energy is energy, it's a raw energy. So the energy is coming down. If I'm not thinking, okay, I want to become a better person, and that's why I'm studying, then that study exactly starts to getting you on the wrong direction. So, anyway, we continue. He woke up, say, I didn't know it was the place of God. Another question, what does that mean? And then he make a deal with God. If you let me be alive and go back to the house of my father, I will give tithing for whatever I have. The concept of tithing represents first time here actually in the Torah. What is tithing? 10%. 10%. Who is giving tithing? Every human being. What about poor people that you give $10 a week? They have to give $1? Yes. That's halacha. That's a law. Even they. What about if you get gift for your bar mitzvah? You give tithing for this? Yes. What about if you have gift for your birthday? You have to do the amount together and then also tithing. Everything is to give tithing. Everybody. A kid, it's everybody. There's no like running away from it. Tithing is tithing. It's the one thing we must give. Charity, you don't have to. But tithing, you have to. Charity you do for specific reasons. Maybe we talk about it later. Then he meet his wife, Rachel, Rachel. The water come up, the well is all set. He meet her. If somebody wants to open a website for a match between people, they should call that the well. All men meet their wife in the well. Secret well. So she liked him. She went to Lavan, her brother. All right. I'm sorry, your father said, I meet this guy, introduce him. And he said, I want to marry her. I said, hey, you cannot marry. I have to work for me 7 years. You give it to her. Same story, I'm sure you know. Rachel is cheating him. And those days, they cover the wife really good. You don't see what you got, you know? So he doesn't give him Rachel, he give him Leah, the older one. He get upset. He said, but we had a deal. Sign the contract, this and that. Wait another 7 years. Work another 7 years. And then after that, all these things, he has to find himself running away from that evil, Lavan. And to do that is, was difficult. Again, he's finding himself running away. And again, he's saying goodbye again. The ability to say goodbye make you brave. Most people like to test from something else or something new. Yeah, try to test. But I don't meet a lot of people who say goodbye to things. Very small amount of people can say goodbye to something 100%. You know? I don't find a lot of people say, no more. People don't say goodbye to things. They just say, let me test these two. They test these two. And they test these two. And that's why people cannot establish real relationship with people. Because they want to test from everybody. They feel that if they're going to commit to one person, what are they going to feel? They're missing on the other 20,000. So what's going to be? So that's why cheating become more common than, what do you call it, commitment? Can I call it commitment? That's the reason, by the way. Cheating become not only more common. If you don't cheat, I had a meeting with that guy in Malibu. It's not for Malibu, but the meeting happened in Malibu. We sit together. And I'm trying to understand what am I coaching him for. He paid for my time. So I'm sitting. And after 40 minutes, I heard it all. There is nothing that Eliyahu didn't hear. Everything. Maybe new. So now the guy is a famous and professional, not from California. And he explained to me the situation about his relationship. I'm listening. After I hear everything, I said, I'm sorry to tell you, I consider myself smart, but I'm not getting it. I mean, I'm ready to pay you back what you pay me because I'm not helping you here. So no, I didn't tell you everything and I want to test you if you're really listening to me. So okay, I think I passed the test. I don't get it. What's happening? And then he tell me about the way he live his life. Hey man, very respectful in the community of United States and London, like in Europe, very famous. But the way he live his life is, he's married, kids, but they both have other partners. And the board agreed, it's a part of the lawyer, the contract. I said, wow, is it working for you? How is that? Well, wonder, I cannot go details because we're on camera. My God, the details. And I'm looking. And he's then what he signed the conversation with was the best. Say, a man who not allowed his wife to do that, he's not a real man. So I'm looking at him, and they don't really like me. I said, I'm worried now. He said to me, why? I'm a man. I don't see myself getting into it. Okay? I can't. So, am I not a real man? So, well, it was a funny conversation. Malibu, I don't know if you know Malibu, there is a certain restaurant that you can hide. Nobody even know you're there. It's not the famous one. I'm talking about non-famous. Really non-famous restaurant doesn't look good. Yeah. Nobody go there. You go there for a meeting. Nobody even know you're there. You know? The idea I want to try to tell you, to say goodbye to something, this is where your power is. Vayetze. If you're not able to say goodbye to something, you're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck in something. Right? I mean, those of you who know me, I say goodbye to many things in my life. And lately I say big goodbye. And for me to say goodbye, and Debbie asked me the other day, did you say goodbye before to things? I said, many times. I left my family because I was too spoiled. I left a certain unit in the army because I didn't think it's working. Now, did I know what's coming? Did I know that that's better? It's not the point. You have to say goodbye. That's not working. Why would you stay in something that's not working? Because maybe tomorrow will be a good day. That's how people operate the brain. But the truth of the matter is, before we go into the Zohar, you need to understand from Vayetze something. The real temptation and the real working on yourself, it's external, it's internal. And the real enemy is internal and external, but it's all connected to you as a soul. Yaakov got it. When he left, because his father told him to leave, he was running away from evil. But the evil is not necessarily evil of negative brother. When he ran away from Lavan, he realized there is no point anymore. Are you people ready to leave whatever not serve you anymore? And if you're not ready to leave, then you understand your body is also stuck physically. Your nefesh is stuck. Your words are stuck. Your thoughts are stuck. Nothing is moving. Nothing is moving. Sometimes you see people that are moving because they moved. They did something crazy. They did something risky. They left. They left the relationship. Say, listen, it's not working. Not working. I have to say goodbye. Most people, you know, I'm give you another example before we go to the Zohar. Example that I, 23 years ago. So a lady married to a man, and with the conversation, we do a workshop together, and one of the ladies there got divorced. She looked at the lady and said, I wish I could do such a thing. Nobody expected her to say it. She has a perfect marriage. What? You? She said it. We left it. 23 years later, I hear conversation from her friend. Somebody called me Thursday. I said, you know, she decided to leave her husband. 23 years later. Yeah. Why? I call it why. I don't have any words to say. When I have no words to say, I say why. Wait. 23 years. How do you do this? How do you do the why? What do you do? How much can you fake it? How much can you cheat? Can you just say goodbye to it? I'm not working. Yeah, well, with the tax, for tax reason, for money reason, for that. 23 years. God, help us all. Help us all. 23 years. Guys, ask yourself this question this week. Are you in something? Not necessarily love or business or health condition or something. You have to leave. You have to say, okay, it's not working. Anyway, let's continue. I'm opening the Zohar in verse 112 as a start. And I want to share with you something very simple. I'm sure you read it many, many times. It's not so complicated, but I want to open it with you. With your, Michelle, can you read still? Okay. So let's share it. It's about what we call, what I call external evil. But let's see it a little bit. I'm sorry it's in your side like this. I know it's hard. Go ahead.
Come and behold. This evil, the evil inclination, reigns in the world in many ways and has much power in the world. It is the tyrant serpent by which Adam sinned and by which people in the world fail. They draw it upon themselves until it takes their souls from them.
So this evil, what bothered me in this verse, it say, "Umamshichim oto aleem." They draw it upon themselves until it take their souls from them. So what's shocking me, that evil, that snake, is not just coming to attack people. People draw that snake on them. How can that be? How can they be? I never met a person who can tell me that they draw the snake on them. One of the greatest tzaddikim, named the Kotzke Rebbe, they came to him for advice. And you should read about him. He was one of the toughest righteous people. He used to be tough on everybody. So one person came to him and he said, you know, you should be proud. All your students are studying together now. 100 of them. So he come to check them. And he see them study, but they're crying. And look, say, student, why are you crying? So we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. So what happened? So we don't know what to do about Satan. So what happened with Satan? Say, he's keep chasing us. Then the Rebbe looked at them and said, instead of being worried that he's chasing you, stop chasing him. That's where he took it from. And the problem, that external evil is the beginning of Vayetze. You got to say goodbye to it. It's in everything. It's in everything, I'm telling you. And let's see where it is. It's, go ahead.
Come and behold, when that evil inclination reigns, it reigns over the body. Because as soon as it takes control over the body, the soul leaves it. For once the body is defiled, the soul leaves it and ascends. But the evil inclination has no power to remove a man's soul until it receives permission to.
Oh, it doesn't continue? Okay, I'm sorry. So it's written here also, I'm adding, and then we explain it all. And everything is coming from lust and every have minister and have angels, and everybody serve that evil inclination, and only one thing it can get to the people. He want us to use the body to do something negative. That's it. So the only way it can get to us is through our body consciousness. What's in the body? Two things that give pleasure to the body, right? Food and sex. There's no other thing. Or, I mean, you work in the gym. I mean, many people like to work in the gym, but not a lot of people, will be honest. You know, you don't see a lot of people who become slim in the gym. You see, I'm sorry to say it, you see 85% of the people are chubby people who get sweat. And there is always one big guy with muscle, like he who lift weight, that you get embarrassed to pass by him because you think he's going to knock you down. But that place also is Yetzer Hara. It's also evil inclination a little bit there. When you go to the gym, you feel like the body. And what happened? People don't lose weight because they look at the calorie that they burn and they say, oh, now Baruch Hashem, I can eat the donuts for Hanukkah. Now I can eat. But what they don't tell you, that these donuts has the amount of calorie of 2 days of workout. You know? There's nothing going on. They're working. They're working. Why am I telling you this? Because it's written here, it only can control the body. The evil inclination cannot touch your soul. It's a new thing. Only your body. Now, we say, I think I'm spiritual. I don't think I'm related to the body so much. That's what we feel. My friend, when you get insulted, most of the time people think the soul gets insulted because it's not a physical thing. But your body gets insulted. It's not your soul. Soul can never get insulted. Somebody hurt you? Hurt your feeling? Hurt your feeling. Always, it means that your body gets hurt, not the soul. But it's just words. The ego only exists in the body. The soul don't have ego. The soul is pure. So if somebody hurt your ego, what do you do at that time? Now, that's more than food and sex and gym. Now we're talking about words. If you get insulted, you are in the body. If you understand that finally somebody speaks bad about what you think is bad in you, you should tell that person, I'm telling him the same thing. I told you you're bad, and somebody else tell you you're bad. But we don't talk like that. Because we relate to the body so much that it's very difficult for us to unrelate to the body, and that's where the Yetzer Hara attacking us. That's where the evil inclination can get to us. Once you make the body as a separate entity, like here, and the soul is a separate entity here, like Rabbi Akiva, who reached the highest level, when Moses saw Rabbi Akiva, as it's saying in the Talmud, coming to this world, say, "Why, God, why you give me to give the Torah? There's no point for me to give Torah. Look at Rabbi Akiva. He's the only one who overcome the body 100%. 100%, not 99. 100%. Once they start removing his skin, he said, finally. Finally. Why did he say finally? So the Talmud asks, the story is in the Talmud. So why? Say fine. In the Shema, when you say the prayer of the Shema, if you say it, it say you should love God. You should love God. Should love God with all your money, with all your domain or physicality, with all your soul, meaning if he kill you, and with all your heart, meaning the evil and the good in you should love God. But with all your soul, mean while you are dying. Rabbi Akiva say a person while they're dying has only one time opportunity. Why was he happy? Because now he knew he was dying and he could still love God. So he was so happy and excited. And then he said, yes, I made it. And when we hear this story, it sounds weird from outside. But the idea is don't give too much credit to your body. Your body is there to be driving the soul. But if the body becomes the main thing and the soul becomes secondary, have a problem. How much you worry a day to be humiliated? How much you worry a day to be rejected? How much you worry a day what people think of you? How much you worry a day who's going to accept you and who's not? How much are you worried? If that's what you're thinking, you're in the body. That's all what you got. Because your soul is perfect. Your soul want to connect. Your soul want to love. The soul wants to give. The soul wants to love, but without somebody telling you thank you. If you worry for the thank you, that's the body again. So it's a body consciousness is absolutely controlling. And that's what the Yetzer Hara can go in and do whatever they want with us. And that's a sad part, my friend. That's why it's called Parashat Vayetze, and that's why this section is in Vayetze. What are you coming out from? What do you say goodbye to? Look at the body. Take care of the body. It's part of the mitzvot. But take care of the body in a wonderful, wonderful way. That it will serve the soul, which is your real goal in this lifetime. Your soul. The most beautiful part that God put inside, the most dirty part called the body. So we are a paradox. We are such a paradox. Your body, the most beautiful part of God. So that's what when you eat, right? We have cookie here now. I tempted you with cookie, sugar on it. Which part of it is the body? Which part of it is the soul? So there is a story. One of the greatest Kabbalists was poor. No money. It's in Eastern Europe. No money. He's scared. No money. No money. So Sukkot. Sukkot arrived. And in Sukkot, you have to eat at the Sukkah. You have to. So he prayed before Sukkot, Mincha, and he's embarrassed to go home. Why is he embarrassed? What is he going to tell his wife? What? He has nothing to offer. He built the Sukkah, and that's it. Nothing, zero. And you know, Sukkot usually in Ukraine is cold. He's so ashamed. But he said, I cannot leave my wife waiting for me. So I'm like, let me go and pray, you know. He didn't know that his wife had the watch that they had from the wedding. She sold the watch. She bought some kiddush wine. She bought potato. She bought a piece of bread, candles. She did very nice in the sukkah. And he couldn't believe. It was actually food now. The guy didn't eat for 3 days, fasting like maybe God will have mercy on him. And now, so she make him a big bowl full with roasted potato. And he didn't eat. He was starving. So he starts, after he did the kiddush, going into the bowl with his head. And he eating the potatoes. When he eat the potato, and this. And he said, Lishev Vasukkah. He said, the blessing to sit in the sukkah. And as he eating, he stopped eating. His wife said, what happened? He said, I was thinking in my mind, I'm sitting in the sukkah. But I'm not sitting in the sukkah. I'm sitting in the bowl of potato. And he writes, beautiful, this cover. He writes, consciousness is everything. Yes, you can eat in the sukkah and do everything, but where is your mind really? Are you hungry while you're eating? Or are you doing the spiritual event? Shabbat is a mitzvah to eat. Even it's written, if the food doesn't taste good in Shabbat, don't eat it. Shabbat is the only day that you have to test it. If the food not good, be careful, don't eat it. Not good for your soul. That's why Kabbalists known to check the food. I always check the food before it's served, before Shabbat. You know, before sunset, I have to test the food. There is even a verse to say, Toamei Chaim Zachu. So you eat that, you test it, because it's not respect to bring food into the table when the king and the bride are with you. Shechina in Kodesh Baruch Hu, how can you bring your food like this? You cannot. So you have to test it first, then put it on the table. I remember one Shabbat, we serve, you know what, the key lime pie. Key lime pie, if you ever cook or make a key lime, it's dangerous if you don't know the amount of sugar. The problem, the chef, and we had about 40 tables, so it was 400 people. So the chef did everything perfect, just he didn't put the sugar. Now try to imagine key lime pie as the bitter of the lime and lemon and without the sugar. But everybody respect me because I'm in the room. So I see people with a spoon eat, but making faces, but they believe it's spiritual because it was that Shabbat of Vayetze. And I talk about, not about the body, it's not about the body. And I go around people and I eat, oh, that's really bad. And then everybody expect me to say, oh, you should suffer. And I'm, you know, I'm much better. So I spoke and said, everybody please stop eating the key lime pie. It's not good. And everybody said, I feel much better. We thought it's the test for the body. I said, no, it's not a test. It's a bad cake. That's it. So sometimes in life, it's bad. There's nothing to do. Now, how do we change? That's come the point. How do we change? So this verse, it will help us to know how to change, and I hope the women, specifically the women, will learn from that alone. Because let's read it. Maybe we'll understand it from the English. Go ahead.
And Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come into me." He wondered if the phrase "you must come into me" is the impertinent. He answers, "No, rather the opposite. For here we learn of Leah's modesty. She did not stay in the presence of her sister, but hastened to the road and whispered to him to let him know that she had obtained Rachel's permission, as it is written, 'For indeed I have hired you. From Rachel I obtained permission, in order that Rachel should not be displayed by it. She said it to him outside and not at home.'"
Okay, let's understand first what I should tell you the prior story. Jacob had four wives. I hope the men don't go too crazy here. He had four wives. He had his first wife, Leah, who come with Zilpah. Zilpah was the concubine. Then he have Rachel, who come with Bilhah. Everybody has a tent. I mean, try to imagine a tent of Leah, tent of Rachel, tent of Zilpah, tent of Bilhah. But Leah, when Jacob came toward the tent of Rachel, Rachel, stop. Say, "Excuse me, hey, we just make a deal, contract, and I bought you from Rachel to go to Zilpah." What's going on? Right? I mean, we cannot fully understand it, right? So he had to make love because it's tzaddik. And tzaddik, they knew he's supposed to have 12 tribes that will change the entire world. And that will happen. And the highest level of consciousness, like him, that he can make love, but not for the sake of enjoy, for the sake of bringing those children. He's at that level. That's why he has four wives, right? A man who has usually one wife cannot even apply that consciousness, unfortunately. All right. I'm not talking about the kids now. That's a different lecture. Anyway, so the idea, the Zohar said, chutzpah, it's audacity for her to come after the man. A woman don't go after a man. I mean, nowadays, the poor women had their lecture in New York for 3 days. Not easy, they say, and it's right. Not easy. New York is a tough city, and some women have to tell the man, "You belong to me." I cannot go to the details why, but I'm telling you, it's happening. You know, nobody cares. Upper East Side, they go for it. What? You see, for example, Joseph here, very high level of consciousness. He can say goodbye. He can say goodbye right away today. Goodbye in a second. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's not what I meant, Jos. Anyway, so, it say that it wasn't a chutzpah of Leah, it was the anva, the being a modest. Why? Why first she has to do it outside the tent? Because she didn't want to do it in front of her sister. We need to understand it. Then it says she whispered it. She didn't say it loud. We learn a lot of Torah, a lot of behavior change from this section. And then she tell him, "Listen, I talked to Rachel, and she said it's okay." This lesson here, let's go deeper to it. Please.
"Moreover, Leah's tent faced the road, and she let Jacob in through the outside entrance before he entered Rachel's tent. Why? So that she would not have to say anything in the presence of Rachel and sound bold. Also, Leah said, 'If Jacob enters Rachel's tent, it is not right to make him to leave it. Therefore, she hastened to meet him outside.'"
My friend, this is the Torah. The Torah is not what you study, halachot, the laws, what to do, the kosher. People so worry about if the cheese is kosher or the wheat is kosher or the meat is kosher. But people don't worry about this exact 216, and I hope you will study it well and share it with 1,000 people at least. Because this is what it's all about, my friend. This is it. This is, you're looking at it right now. Resh Tet Zayin. It says, she was waiting outside. Because she said, once he's inside Rachel, in the tent, I have to get him out. Because that's the deal. How do you get him out? It's not polite. So we have to make what? It's called effort. How much effort are you making that your friend will not get hurt? That your friend will not get insulted? Even if you're right. Normally when I'm right and my friend is wrong, I'm right. You're wrong. I have to tell you. You're wrong. Doesn't work. The Torah is teaching you. Teaching you. No. Even if you're right, and even if the other one, not be, the husband not supposed to go there, you still have to do it in style. That's what keep you in style. That's what keep you in the highest level. You know, I don't know if you know that, when a lot of immigrants from the Nazi camp, you know, this is, they came to America in the beginning. I don't know if you know that, 1943, 1949. So a lot of people, they thought they're running away from the Nazi into the land of opportunity. You know, a lot of Jewish people were very excited. But when they came, even here, you know, I don't know if you know that, 1949, 1952, there is a lot of documentation. They call the children, you know, it was the generation of suffering from the camp, and then their children. So the children were like 5 or 6, you know, walking in the street, Williamsburg. So they called the guy in a very bad name. I think you know what it is, dirty, you know. So it's a very famous two twin brother from Brooklyn. I think, let me say, yeah, two of them died already. So I'm talking about many years ago. And they tell the story. And they say that they were crying. One brother cried, and the other one say, you should answer back to the guy. You should throw a stone in his face. And the father, who was survived the camp, say, it's a very profound answer. We are different than them. You should not answer back. You should not do things like this. What can we learn from that? And it's not about giving the other cheek. It's more than that, my friend. Are you still acting right when you're right? Or when you're right, you start to become evil. Most of the crime that we are doing is when we're right. Really right. Like I can prove to you that I'm right. That's when I start allowing myself to be bad. When I go to the gym, I'm eating more. When I'm feeling I'm right, I'm hurting more people. It's very sad. Very sad what I'm doing to myself. So the day that you found out you're right, Leah was right. She talked to Rachel already. It was a deal. It's a done deal. Jacob has to be with her or with her concubine. She have him. Even though he was waiting outside. Now we can judge her. So she's such a control freak. She doesn't trust God. It's whatever meant to be. Hey, what's going on here? What's happening here? We should let God get in. No. She said, what if Jacob went in and I have to get him out? My sister will get insulted. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And that's why I choose this section as you want to change. You want to know how change look like. That's how change look like. You want to say goodbye to your evil. That's how you say goodbye to your evil. You have to look for different opportunity. How can you do it? In a stormy day, nothing worked good for you. When everything just worked wrong, and you're on a rush to the office and you're a bit late because a few people drove in the bad way, what do you do as a solution? Are you giving somebody to go in front of you on the highway? Or you are allowing somebody to go in front of you so you can be kind when you feel you're right? Think about it, guys. Let's continue with it. 217.
He asks, what is the purpose of all of this? He answers, the Holy Spirit stirred within Leah, and she knew all the supernal holy tribes would come from her. She hastened to do it for the love of the Holy One, blessed be He. For that reason, that she merited the Holy Spirit, she knew how to name them according to the secret of wisdom.
So the idea, even Leah as Ruach HaKodesh, that she will give birth to all the children. And you need to know that it wasn't just Leah, it was Bilhah, it was Zilpah, it was Rachel. And now we know why the Ari said, why was Bilhah the concubine of Rachel? Because Rachel doesn't have Hay in her name. The only one that can give birth is the letter Hay. If you don't have the Hay, you cannot give birth because Malchut. That's a Bilhah. How many times a Hay she have in her name? Two. One Hay is for Rachel and one Hay is for her. So that's why they both can give. That's what Ari said. Are you with me or you lost me? Yeah? So the idea is to understand, like Zilpa is, hey, Sarai couldn't have kids. What they had, what letter they had to her name? Hey, the Ari talk about it. So it's a profound thing. So the idea is to get into a point that we act like human beings. There is a story about, I don't know if you know, there is many Hasidim, a camp of Hasidim. It's divided by who was the rabbi and what style. And a lot of style is different. One wear the hat this way, one wear white socks, one eat kegel on Shabbat, one don't eat kegel. There's different style. So one of them is called the Bobov. I'm reading you the story because I was excited about it today. And it say that all of them die. Most of that group of people die. But one of the books that I'm very much reading a lot from that Kabbalist, and my teacher used to read the same book. But this book is very hard to find because it's out of print. There are three. I'm one of the three who have that book. I'm very excited. So now I find out who he was. Why am I so excited when I'm reading from him? Everything he say, I'm so excited. Great Kabbalist. So his name is Shlomo, of Shlomo. And what happened, he was able to run away as much as he can from different camp. And he ran from Poland to Hungary, from there to Romania, and then to Italy. And from Italy, he was able to go into America. And he was busy saving kids in the time of the camp from death. Okay? And every time he dressed like a Polish cop, one time to a farmer. And he used to have gold coin in his shoes. That's how he used to survive. So he used to give the Nazi gold coin, and that's how he saved more kids. And at one point, like every good story, at one point, he ran out of coin. So that's before he came to America. And he's standing in front of a Nazi with a gun in his hand. And he said, God, he was on his knee. I don't know what to do. Help me. Help me. So you remember that his father teach him, when you get into the worst problem of your life, you have to make a neder. You have to promise that you will do something. So he said that he always going to do from that point on, Melave Malka, it's what we're doing after Shabbat. When we have a little cake and tea and we sing some song. So I will do it, even if I have money and don't have money, I will make sure people are coming and I will serve cookie and tea to make sure that. And as he think about it, he asked the Nazi to give him a cigarette and a matches just before he kill him. So the Nazi said, okay, no problem, about to give him the cigarette and the reach for the matches, and he ran away. That's how he ran away. Now, that's not the end, not the end. When he came to America, I'm reading from the original story, he came to America, the first Shabbat he came to America was in Vayetze. He came in Vayetze, that's why I'm telling you this story. And it was before Hanukkah. So he was preparing before Hanukkah, that after Hanukkah, the second night of Hanukkah, to give that Melave Malka. The problem that he went through, so much problem, he became very sick. And they didn't have pills for him, they didn't have anything. He couldn't move. So people remember his promise because he shared the story that I will survive. So everybody's waiting for him to come. And they're waiting. And the student didn't stop believing in him. And at 4 a.m., he came down, and the student actually write the story, and they say they felt like they left off the floor of what he sang with them. Even he was very sick and he was sweating from fever, he didn't give up. What can we learn from that? First, you have to act as a human being. Second, when you have a tough time, make a promise about something to do. Third, make sure you keep the promise. And fourth, again, is the idea, are you every day acting as a human being? Are you every day? Are you coming to hear a lecture? If you're coming to hear a lecture, you will become wiser or maybe not. But if you're coming to build something, that's really what it's all about. What's the purpose we are all here together? To build something that makes the universe a better place to be. If we are here only to take a lecture, then what we're going to get is a lecture. But if we are here, okay, how can I build? Is my friend know about it? Is my neighbor, is my cousin know about it? I don't want it just to enjoy for me. It's a good cake. Let me bring more people with me. Then the person starts getting it. Now, there is course, the question, how do we get them? Some people say, I don't have enough friends. I don't have enough money. I don't even have Facebook. I don't have Twitter. You know all those excuses why people don't help people. The point, we cannot use those excuses. We have to help people. Always help to help people. You bring one soul here, next week, two souls here, you're helping them. So you say, one time in Shabbat, the Baal Shem Tov was in a city called Kosov. It was Friday night. And as he walking, he saw there is special energy come from one of the house. And he asked them, is in your few home here, Livet Tzadik? Somebody that everybody respects said, no, well, we know the neighborhood very much. Nobody's tzaddik like you. So he said, you sure? He said, sure. He started going from home to home like a dog and start sniffing. And the student thought that he got like lost it a little bit. So. And he go like that. And next to every house, they say, no, 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 it's not here, not here. And they walking him with him. He said, no, what to do? I mean, the rabbi went crazy. It's Friday night. Maybe too much drinking. But they believe. They don't doubt. And then he go next to a house that has like three candles. Like, that's all what. But the house look like the door doesn't even have a lock. He smell, and he smiles. Oh, it's here. It's here. And he start dancing and jumping. It's here. I found it. So the students say, oh, my God, he's going to do another thing. Now, they're walking in with him because, and they find a man and a woman inside. And they're dancing around the table. So the Baal Shem Tov, for being who he is all his life, said, late, food is over, prayer is over, it's late. Why are you dancing? What's your purpose? You want to know, what's your secret? He said, usually, on Friday night, we have a lot of candles, we have guests, we have food. Today, we don't have anything. No guests. Not a lot of candle, and not even a piece of bread. We don't even have a piece of bread on the table. I came today from the prey. So the man spoke that day. Say, I was so embarrassed to come home. It was a terrible few weeks, no money coming in. And we were so sad. I was thinking a little bit and say, I look at my wife and that's what I told her. I said, my dear wife, this Shabbat is more beautiful. Because usually when we dance and we are eating, we are happy only because of the food. But this Shabbat, we are only happy because it's Shabbat and we have each other. That's it. The Baal Shem Tov listening to them and say, wow, many people have great marriages, great home, great table, great spoon. And they're happy with what they have. They're happy with the beautiful wife, beautiful husband. Happy with what they eat. Happy with the towels. Man, many people are into towels. They're buying always new towels. Oh, it's so soft, so soft. A little bit nice tile in the shower. Baal Shem Tov say, I want to bless you. I want to bless you. That the food, the house, the table, the tile, the towels, I hope you have everything you want and need. That's what he's saying. But I want to tell you something. It's so profound. I want to tell you and wish you that you dance around the table, not because of the tile, not because you win the lottery, not because you are finding a soulmate, and you, oh my God, we have a connection and we have the same sign, or you are Libra and Leo, oh my God, we are definitely connected. Did you dance and sing? But you have a connection that depends on nothing. And I found that story to share with you because I think that sometimes we're not getting Leah. Most people are getting Rachel. Nobody talk about Leah. We're not getting Leah. Which is, by the way, those of you who know Kabbalah a little bit deeper, Leah is elevated connection. It's more higher. I'm not saying that Leah, Rachel is less. Rachel is physicality. Leah is spirituality. But we need to start to understand that the true essence of spirituality cannot be depend on how you feel about what you're getting. It has to be feel how you feel about what you're giving. And that's what I see. You know, we had a conversation before everybody come. And I say, you know, I just come back from New York. And well, we don't have Vital Transformation in New York. I mean, they see me online. Thank you for seeing me. And when I arrive, I expect to see three people there. And those three people grew up into a huge group. I say, you know, I have a nice group in LA, but it doesn't, the flame is not like automatically. How do you do it? I asked them. I said, three of them. I said, what's your secret? How do you do it? Wow. And it's so much fun. And we were eating and dancing. And we have a good time. And this year, they said, it's all about sharing with your friend. Bring your friend. We don't like to come empty-handed in New York. We bring something. You bring a cake, you bring a coin, you bring a friend. Whatever we enjoy, whatever spirituality we're getting, we want to share. So the idea is, my friend, and again, whatever you do with this information, it's up to you. I'm not here to tell you what to do. But it's good to think about what we're all doing here. Because we need to start thinking about not just what we're doing here in the physical world, which is also important, what we're doing here when we study Vital. We are here, if you look at my site, and I hope you do, it's called Reach Your Potential. We're reaching our potential only when we are helping another soul. We cannot reach the potential just when I'm helping me. Working on myself, that's a very nice dogma of what you don't want to call religion. You know? I'm helping myself. I'm removing my ego. I'm working on myself. I'm removing my ego. I remove my jealousy. I remove my anger. How long are we going to do that for? My. This my, they're doing it for 2,000 years, just to let you know. I don't know if you heard about it. 2,000 years, the same my. This my is for 2,000 years. Didn't work. I don't know if you heard the news. You heard the news? 2,000 years. Nothing changed. 2,000 years. Just look at the history after the lecture over. 2,000 years, my didn't work. We have to get into a place where we care. Everybody has to have a human being that they help. Another two, another three. That's how you grow. That's how it works, you know? I mean, I enjoy giving the lecture. I enjoy reading it for you. I enjoy being on the camera. I enjoy many people on the web asking questions and answers. It's wonderful. All of this is great. But we need to bring it into the next level that we can bring people into the next level. And we cannot just sit. So some people might get the wrong message. So wait, what I learned from that I'm not allowed to enjoy the lecture from Eliyahu. That's a message? Oh my God. I not allowed to enjoy. I not allowed to enjoy. What a message. No, you're supposed to enjoy it twice as much so you can share it with 30 more people. You got to share. You got to help people. Sharing is not always, you know, just that. I want to read to you what we call a solution. So the Zohar talk about the solution of all solution. Let's read. Let's see what the Zohar said.
And do righteousness at all times. He asks, can a man possibly do righteous deeds at all times? He answers, he who walks in the path of the Torah and performs righteous deeds for those who need them is judged to be performing righteousness all the time, at all times. For whoever is charitable to the poor increases righteousness, namely the nukvah called righteousness, above and below, by bringing about a union of male and female above and the pouring of plenty of blessings downward.
Good. So the idea is like that. The Zohar said, what's the solution? Like I said, we have to share. Charity. We have to be righteous, because tzedakah means charity. Tzedakah also means doing righteous things. What is righteous thing? Sharing. You can do giving. So the idea, when a person do charity, with the people who need charity, who is the people who need charity? Ani, poor, not only ani in money. Person who's ani from knowledge is called ani. People have no knowledge. No knowledge. How many are we sharing? How many people share now? Sharing, the way you know you share, person got it. If you share just to share, that's your, I share. If the one you share, we don't get it, they don't become better than you, that's what you didn't share. Reach your potential. Remember the name on my side. Reach your potential. If you don't help another human being to reach your potential, we're missing it. We're missing the whole point. So we have to look for people. How is Leah did? She was waiting outside the tent. Remind you of somebody? Avraham. Outside the tent. We're not waiting inside the tent. Yaakov belonged to me. I signed the contract with a lawyer. He's supposed to come. No. What if something go wrong and Rachel will be insulted? What if something go wrong and Yaakov will get insulted? I'm going out of my way. That's a justice. That's a beautiful turning justice into mercy. Because justice called tzedek. Without the nukva, without the hay, without the malchut. Tzedakah, which means charity, is without the, with the hay. Remember the hay is malchut. So now you're changing justice, which means dinim, more judgment, into mercy. That's why tzedakah is so important. You know, when you give tzedakah, you're thinking you're helping the poor, you're missing the whole point. You're helping yourself. The poor man is there to save you. But if you get the lucky, you get the right one. Most of the time is the wrong one. All those people who beggar, they are the wrong one. Wait, test it. I'll give you a verse to test it. Do you want a job? Just ask them, do you want a job? Very simple. He will know who is standing in front of you. Do you want a job? And they will answer, because I ask it all the time. I have a job. That's it. So where is the job? I said, this is the job. This is the job. I'm laughing now because... And somebody we pray today. Since I prayed, I put it there. There is this, he's a new, he's a very nice guy, new rabbi who came. He actually visited Iran. He visited the plane in Esfahan and he fly back. He's sitting behind me. And, he's like, and that poor man already know me. He doesn't come to me anymore. I ask him, you want a job, something? He passed me. He doesn't even ask me for charity. And he go to him, but it was really rough for this guy. This guy's shy, doesn't want a lot of headache, he wants to study and pray. And he comes to him, tzedakah, tzedakah. And he gave him a coin. And he sits next to him and said, let me tell you, this coin is not enough. And he started giving him the lecture. The guy cannot get out of it. He doesn't know how did it end up. Like, and he was sitting in the corner. That's why I'm laughing. I'm reading it. And it's happened to me today in front of my eyes. And I was smiling. Everybody was smiling, not just me. It was funny. But what's the point here? Because you think you're helping the guy. You're not helping. You gotta get the right guy. The right guy is somebody who doesn't need you. Doesn't need you. But you need them. As how would you remember what you study? How do you raise your consciousness in the Zohar? You have to teach it to somebody else. But it doesn't mean you become a teacher while you're teaching it. That's an ego trip. It's an ego trip. Everybody will become a rabbi, a teacher. Whoa. But the real rabbi used to run away from being a rabbi. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Bivitevsk. He ran away to Tveria. Ran away from Russia to Tveria. That's where he's buried. You read about him. Why did he run away? He was nervous to become a rabbi. So he ran away from that. Idea. Bring a person. He can learn a lesson. Then discuss it after the lecture over. Here, go together to a tea. Discuss it with them. Help them. So the Zohar continue. In 120, please read it.
Come and behold, when whoever is striving to perform righteousness does so, that righteousness rises and reaches that place of Jacob, the upper chariot, the nukva called place, and draws blessings on that place from the source of all springs, from Bina, from which come all mochim. From that righteousness, the nukva, after receiving blessings from Bina, he blesses the lower beings and all the chariots of the angels and the supernal armies. All are blessed, and the lights are properly added. All the lower beings angels are called time, because they are drawn from the nukva called time. Therefore it is written, and do righteousness at all times, which means they increases abundantly from all the inhabitants of the three worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah.
Yes.
That emanates from the nukva and are called time, like the nukva.
Okay, now it's teaching us the all what we're doing when we do sharing. What happened? Bina always want to share. Malchut always is poor. The Malchut called Dala the Aniya. The Malchut is poor. Dal. Dal. It's poor. It doesn't have anything of its own. Why? Because we know it's called Or the Chokhmah, Light of Wisdom. Doesn't have Or the Chassidim, so there is nothing that can reveal that. So what happened? The poor man that represent not have money, not have knowledge, not have life, don't have friend. That's called poor man or poor woman. They don't have anything on their own. We are responsible to fulfill them. So when we fulfill them, what are we doing? We're activating the wire coming all the way from Bina to Ze'er Anpin to Malchut. So now everything gets fulfilled. Bina gets fulfilled. it's using its purpose. Zeir Anpin get fulfilled using its purpose as, and then Malchut get fulfilled. We are, by thinking sharing, by doing sharing, by talking sharing, we activate everything. We are sometimes not fully understand how important it is. That's why I bring the story of Leah this week. The story of saying goodbye to the me, 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 and saying hello to the you, you, you. And it's falling exactly on Thanksgiving, which most people in America thinking about thank and giving. You know, I was meeting that rabbi in New York. Nice man, nice man. I don't think he wanted to say his name yet. Very famous. Way more famous than me, I think. I told him that. And he wanted me to do something with him together, something big in Los Angeles. So he was on Dr. Oz's show. You know, Dr. Oz, the healthy. So he just come back and he asked me if I can meet with you. I said, well, of course. So meeting. So Dr. Oz talking about the recipe for Jewish people and they're eating turkey. So yeah, we eat turkey. We're American. We do that. We eat turkey, kosher, this, that. So wow, it must be exciting. So he answered. I found the answer very funny and very cute too. And he said, well, we actually have it every Friday night. I said, what do you mean? We sit around the table and we have chicken. We have the gathering and the talking and we do it every Friday. So Dr. Rose was very excited. He told me the story. He said, wow, I haven't thought about it. Because Dr. Rose is going to a lot of Jewish homes to do Shabbat with them. And he was like touched by that. That it's true. That Friday night is actually the Thanksgiving of Shabbat, kind of. It's every week. And that's why, you know, I remember when I came from Israel to do Thanksgiving, and I saw people around this big, which I didn't recognize what this bird was, you know, and everybody cutting that white meat and put some jam, a cranberry something. And I want to get into it because I like to adapt every new behavior. It's okay, I can be into it, you know, even if it's dry. And then I realize that it actually exists every Friday, right? That's why it make me. But why am I sharing this with you? We have many people, especially this week, they don't have money, they don't have knowledge, they don't have love, they don't have people to be with. If you don't find them, you fail. Not that they fail to find you. You fail to find them. You don't act like Leah, looking for opportunity to do mercy. Looking for opportunity that Nukva, the Malchut, can be fulfilled. You have to chase them, beg them even. Please. If you bring people, let's say, to come to study here with you, you have to beg them. They don't beg you. They do you a favor. The only way you can study better is if you brought a friend, because through the friend, now Nukva, getting the light, and Bina being activated. Same with charity. You give $10 to the right person, and I hope you find the right person. Good. You invite somebody to your Thanksgiving. Okay? Good. Now, if you're not busy inviting as much as you can, or loving as much as you can, or being charitable as much as you can, or being sharing knowledge of the Zohar, or Kabbalah wisdom, or any spiritual wisdom that we're doing here, you're not charitable. And that's why this activation of mercy cannot happen. We need to value our existence in a level that understanding that our existence is so important. So why God couldn't do it himself? In one verse in the Torah, it says that we should do charity so it will be less poor. In another verse, it says, "Ki lo yechdal evyon min ha'aretz." A poor person would never stop being in the land. One way, you tell me, if I give, there will be less poor people. In the other verse, the Torah said, poor will be always on the land. You should say, if I give enough, we take care of it. So you can never fix the poor person's situation. You can never fix it. Why you can never fix it? Because that's the necessity for me to give. I need the poor people. I need them. I need enough people not to have a place to go Thanksgiving so I can give them. I need enough people to have struggle with coming, let's say, here because all the right reason, right? I'm not sure I want to come, you know, I'm not sure if I, how I feel about it, I don't, you know that thing. And I just share with everybody who was here earlier that we used to do study, you know, 30 years ago, 5 a.m. And my teacher used to teach maybe three people. All those famous videos, three people. maximum three people. So I felt bad. I couldn't take it. So I said, yes, I mean, it's a good knowledge. So I started bringing people from, we were living in Queens at that time, from Long Island, New Jersey. Now they have to wake up 3:30. And every time they come, something weird happened to them. Not good. Just give them more reason not to come again. Everything that can go wrong, I'm telling you, everything that can go wrong, they have a reason now not to believe. And they become more believers. So I had to sit with them. You know, I invite them, but come on, I mean, there is a limit. Remember, I sit with all of them. One name is Herzl. He's from Afghanistan. Can you imagine? You ever met somebody from Afghanistan? One is from Lisbon. It's in Portugal. One is American. One is Israeli. We built a club. So I said, how do you do this? One of you, the car was stolen. Stolen. New Mercedes. Beep! God! You come back. You come back with tax. I don't get it. What make you a believer? And then he tell me the story. The person who tell me the story, his name is Akiva. Akiva, you don't know him. You don't know him. It's not Akiva that you know. It's a different Akiva. So that's the story he told me. He said, you know, the car was stolen. And then they found it the next day. So how they found it? He said, the stupid guy who stole the car couldn't hit another car but a police car. He said, you tell me if it's not God getting involved here. You tell me. And the driver bought, not just went to prison, I think they lost the leg, unfortunately, the thief. So he tell me, look what he tell me. Tell me, I could be the driver. Between that car, it's beautiful wisdom what he told me. Look at him. So my student teaching me. He say, he said to me, he meant to be inside the car, and that's what's supposed to happen. But the gift, because I study, because I make an effort to bring other people, they put somebody else there to do what the car meant to be doing. Is what the lesson? Still the right car? No, that's not the lesson. The lesson is when you share with people knowledge, it's more important than sharing actually money. It doesn't mean you don't share money. But you have to start activating yourself and bringing people with you. Bring a friend with you. Have a person next to you. That's how you're activating yourself. You cannot activating without giving tzedakah to the lukma. Let's close our eyes for a few minutes or maybe 30 seconds and thinking about what am I saying goodbye to this week. The thing that I behave in the wrong way that I want to say goodbye to. And then what am I saying yes to? And which people in my mind I really want them to be with me next Monday here. That I'm committing myself. That I come here with them. So through them, I'll be able to study better. Make sure that this week you share love. You share thank and appreciation. Make sure you're activating the sharing to invite more people into your home, to have dinner with you, to have fun with you. Thank you.